Sunshine runs after you. He's got all the power. He's a man, he's a special man. He's a psychic fighter. Fighting for justice, for the peace of our lives. Every day and night, call his name. When in trouble, he'll be there to save you. He's a man born to rescue space.
Welcome one and all to Every Week Cast with Monster Girls, the number one independent Monster Girl podcast on the planet. Or as we're going to call it this time around, New Year's with Monster Girls. I'm your host, Russ Walsh, and with me as always is my co-host, Alan Black. Welcome, Alan.
Yo.
Yeah, it's 2016 has ended. We lived it. We loved it. Mwah. So perfect. So fun. Boy alive.
Nothing bad happened this
nothing
year.
Nothing bad year. Happened because, you know what?
Everything was perfect.
Monster Girls.
You know what? It wasn't as good as last year, because last year we had an entire season of Monster Girls.
Oh, is that why everybody keeps saying 2016 was the worst year ever?
Because we had the best year ever with Monster Girls and Prison School. Uh-huh. And then, there was one.
Then we got stuck with Flip Flappers.
that one episode where they turned into rabbits was pretty good, but that was about it.
Flip Flappers, aka Sword Art Online Season 4.
Where's Death Gun at?
Death Gun would have really brought something to Flip Flappers. I've seen about 2.5 episodes of Flip Flappers, but I want it to be our new,
new
enemy. I'm gonna take Flip Flappers down. Fuck,
I mean,
Flip
I like
Flappers.
It, but, okay. I mean, I listen. I like it, but I'm willing to not like it.
It's Code Gay Ass Season 6.
Now hold on, is Code Gay Ass actually gay? I thought Code Gay.
Sorry, I think I just was trying to say it funny, and it came off as Code Gay Ass.
Is code Gay Ass? I always thought. See, because I didn't know anything about it, I assumed they went into a computer like Cyber Chase or something. Is that what happens? Or
yeah, Gilbert Gottfried's there.
And Motherboard.
Motherboard.
Love. And Christopher Lloyd.
Has anybody ever fallen in love with their computer and then proceeded to call their computer the mommy board? Is that what happened in Her? I never watched that.
That's what happens with Joaquin.
Oh, Joaquin Phoenix. He's like, my mommy board. I need my milk mommy board. And then he would download.
And then he just pours the thermal paste into his mouth.
How did it tie into being John Malkovich? It's in the same universe, right?
Yeah. He opens up, he takes his CPU off the motherboard, and inside of that is a little tiny door, and it's into John Malkovich's head.
Nice.
Yeah.
Alan, it's the new year. The new year is coming.
Or you're new me, baby.
Or the new year has came, you know, because a ball drops.
Very sexual. So the new year, it's kind of funny how the year ends as soon as it reaches puberty and its balls drop.
It's true. It's just kind of like me. I died a little inside when that happened.
Oh, yeah, le petit mort.
Le petit mort. But I wanted to hear, Alan, what's your Monster Girl related New Year's resolution?
I think this year I'm going to be more open to different types of monster girls.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's a lot of courage to say, because I thought you were pretty open about most monster girls.
I don't think I'm doing a good enough job, Russ.
Really?
Yeah.
But you're like one of the greatest monster girl lovers I know. Like,
maybe
you have such
a
passionate,
Russ,
full heart.
It's taken like an entire year, but maybe I was wrong about that one milking chapter of Monster Musume.
Yes, okay, you were very wrong about that.
Maybe I should learn to accept that in my heart.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What's your resolution, Russ?
I'm gonna learn advanced biogenetics and try to fuse a woman and a horse together.
Oh. That's going to be really tough for you to do because you're not very smart.
Well, you know, you got to start somewhere.
I guess. This is kind of like that movie Splice.
My original
Adrian Brody.
Well, that was kind of like a fucked up Voldemort, less so than a monster. It seems a monster. We should maybe, should we watch that for every week cast with Monster Girls?
Or should we just watch Splice?
Yeah, should we watch Spliced?
We can watch 1 minute of Splice each week.
Can we just spend the entire time talking like, what is his name again? Atlas from Bioshock. It goes, Spliceers! Spliceers!
Boy, it's me. I'm Irish.
Irish.
But not really. I have a fake Irish accent.
Okay, Alan, which seems more conceivable to you? My original non-Monster Girl New Year's resolution or my current Monster Girl New Year's resolution? My original New Year's resolution was to get one nude. One singular nude.
Russ, I'm telling you now, you better start brushing up your genetics. Look, CRISPR, you might be able to figure something out.
Yeah, maybe. I'll just wind up with a woman with a horse's head, which, hey, not too bad.
Hey, look, this is a real Midsummer Night's Dream.
You know me, I love Puck. I love
Bottom was the one with a horse's head, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you hit it. That's Bottom. Yeah, you're right.
Named after my favorite Quark.
Commander Quark?
No, Captain Quark from Ratchet & Clank. Oh. No Ratchet & Clank talk.
Wait, he
please.
Was a Bottom? Wait, what the fuck?
Fuck you.
You've been watching a lot of. You've been reading too much AO3 lately.
I mean, that's the only side I go to. Russ, why are we here? I thought Monster Musume ended.
Yeah, I was called upon a Spirits Midnight 3, and that sentence made sense. Okay. And Auld Lang Syne and all that, and I awoke this morning and I said to
You're
a boy...
You're mixing your metaphors here.
I said to a boy on the street, boy, is there another episode of Monster Musume out? He said, sir, I got an OVA on DVD.
Where are these little urchins that you're getting these DVDs from?
Milwaukee, where okay. I winter.
The most Dickensian of American cities. Yes.
And so he brought upon me a jewel case with the DivX watermark at the bottom left. 90s kids look at that joke. And he brought onto me an episode of the Monster Musume OVA. And I wept, and I met with my nephew, and I gave him a pence, and I patted his. I gave my employee a gift card to Buffalo Wild Wings, and all was merry.
Now, Russ, I was rattling chains outside your house this whole time,
but you just accidentally were gonna pick up some Cheez-Its from after you were leaving your dungeon.
Yeah, that's true. I saw that you left a box of Cheez-Its out in the rain.
And your mistress had not allowed you to eat or come for several weeks. And all you
I mean, that's standard.
You were just craving some Cheez-Its.
Yeah, so I was just rattling these chains.
This is more common. You all think this is strange, but this is a common occurrence with Alan. You know, he's always, like, one time I was, like, going through my closet, and I found Alan wrapped up in, like, a tatami mat.
That happens a lot.
That happens a lot to Alan.
Mostly because I'm into to Tommy Galaxy play.
Oh my god. Anyway, so much like Yuasa directed, you also got a copy.
Who boy? Nope.
I've had some alcohol tonight, everybody, because I wanted this to be a very special episode, and.
Alcohol doesn't do this.
Alcohol only makes things funnier.
Yeah, that's not what this is.
Is never.
Russ, we've been going for 10 minutes and we haven't started the episode.
You have your episode ready of Monster Musume OVA.
I just bought it because I'm not a criminal.
I got it from a street urchin. Are you saying the street urchin gave me an illegal copy?
Yeah, I think so. He's kind of like that guy from Luke Cage that films all these things.
Are you saying Sentai Releases did not give this boy a proper Blu-ray?
I mean, I think that might be illegal.
But the ships they came upon Christmas morn, they were full of Monster Musume Blu-rays that I gave out to the village. Anyway, we should watch this episode and comment on it.
Yes, so if you guys don't remember the format of our every week cast with Monster Girls, and why would you, because it's been a year, mm-hmm. This is something that you listen to while watching the episode. So we're going to say play, we're going to count down 3, 2, 1, play, and then whenever we say play, click play in your video player, mm-hmm. and we will watch the video all at the same time, and you can listen to us chuckle fucks talk while we watch it.
Genuine rude boys.
And we have not seen this yet.
No.
I've seen the first 5 seconds of it because I hit play just to make sure it worked. And boy, does it start off.
Yeah, it starts off with a bang.
Hey, this isn't your grandma's episode of Monster Musume. Let me just say that.
Hey, if grandma's in the room and she's like, are we going to watch a Charlie Brown Christmas? Tell her to leave. Tell her to fuck off. This is Monster Girl time. And not grandma time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you have a monster in law, well, tell her she's not a monster girl. She's a monster in law and she needs to leave. And watch this with your wife. I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I guess. I guess your wife is a monster in this case, too.
Maybe.
Just by, like, the transitive property? Like,
I don't know what that means. Anyway.
Just by, like, because if her mom's a monster, then she must be also?
Is this some
bio-research
I should probably understand?
Probably. You should probably know, like, what a Punnett square is.
I don't want to. Is that, like, a thing you had to fill out in second grade where, like...
Yeah, you probably did, yeah.
Okay. I was probably chewing on the piece of paper.
I mean, that would make sense. Russ has always been trying to, he tries to act like a beaver because he heard the beavers and other slang from
China. I was just really into the angry beavers, but I knew I wasn't going to be as funny as Norm or Dagbert.
First of all, it's Norbert or Daggett.
Norbert and Daggett. Daggett sounds offensive. There's a reason my brain shut that out. Fuck you, Daggett.
Now what about Bing the Lizard?
Bing the Lizard. What about what's
Bing? No, Bing, like the search engine.
Cat dog. Oh my god.
Oh god. I forget the name of the mouse. He had like a human name.
Oslo?
Winslow.
Winslow.
Now what about Screech?
Screech. Auldling sign be not forgotten, but shit, I've probably forgotten
it. No, Shriek,
it too.
My bad. Shriek, I'm sorry.
What about the Mexican bird lady?
Lola?
Lola. Anyway, let's watch the episode. You ready, Alan?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
3, 2, 1, go. So, to start this episode off with a bang, I just want to say real quick, nice boopas.
What kind of test is it where you just have to stick your boobs in a like against a plate?
I do that every day. I press them against the mirror, and it's just to check your heart rate and stuff.
Why is everybody in Japan drinking barium all the time?
Barium? What's that again?
Why does it, like, come?
Technically, if she's all slime, could that be considered? Is like, are they? Is that like a rectal thermometer? That's pretty funny. So they have 6 different masks. I'm sorry about calling all of Sue's body a butthole because it would all be protruding waste of some kind. I just want to say sorry about that. Mero.
Please don't body shame her.
Oh, shit. There were boobs. I wasn't paying attention or something.
This is the first time you've not paid attention to boobs.
Wow.
There we go. I mean, same.
Relatable. Hashtag relatable. I think a lot of our listeners here, there's a lot of things going on about weights, and it's the new year, and things are changing.
I'm a lot like that one episode of Robin Big on MTV where the big guy has to go to, like, an industrial truck weighing scale to stand on.
I miss this, Alan. Granted, not Monster by Kanye West, which maybe, now that that's problematic.
Is it problematic now?
Yeah, because Monster's killed people this year. 2016. As we all know, the Dracula Ghosts and Ghouls that Jay-Z described came out and took over our government.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
God damn it. What did Jay-Z say in that song again? Ghosts and Ghouls, Monsters and Scaries.
What, Goblin Ghoul, Zombie with No Conscience? Question, what do these things all have in common? Everybody knows I'm a motherfucking monster.
Boo Berry and Frankenscary.
Frankenstary. Dracula, Chocula.
Yeah.
Blackula.
Who would make the sexiest monster girl out of the monster cereals?
Frankenberry?
Frankenberry, yeah, I guess. What about the Fruit Brute? Probably if you're a furry.
Fruit Brute's definitely a furry.
You're in the kobolds. This is good stuff. I miss this.
What a good show.
Hey, what quality programming? Hey, Westworld? Maybe chill out for a minute.
Now, which one of the monster girls do you think is a host?
I don't know. I don't get that reference. Oh, are you talking about Stephanie Meyer's The Host?
Yes.
The last movie that Roger Ebert ever reviewed?
I wish he reviewed this.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. What do you think he'd give Monster Musume?
10 out of 10.
He'd say...
that wasn't what his scale was, but that's what he'd give it.
He'd give two thumbs up, two thumbs, and six spider legs. Where is he right now? Is he injured? I can't remember.
No, I don't think so.
Alan, have you ever lost weight by just coming nonstop?
Yeah.
Is that what happened on No Nut New Year? Should I talk about that? That's past the statue.
At the end of it, yeah, I did.
Alan has turned into like some bloated Pizza the Hut, and he just comes and he was like, oh, Alan walked out of his like shell, like his metamorphized. Oh, not him, kiss him, not me, based off of you and Nona.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Here's director. Missed her. Oh my god! She just has a magic wand? What?
Okay.
Excuse me?
What?
What's going on here? This is true chaos.
Oh boy.
Sure didn't have the budget on that part.
I thought it originally might just be innuendo, but then it became like not subtext as much as text. Does she think she was just like a normal, like hairy person?
Yeah, I mean, if you're a monster girl, probably all humanoids without special features all look the same to you.
That's true.
Whoa, look at that. Looks like it was made with the puppet tool. Which is to say it's good. I feel like I'm ragging on this ep. It's so far pretty good.
No, this is really good,
it's
actually.
It's a return to form. Now, why the fuck does she have normal human hands but dog paws? What's up with that? Oh boy.
Okay. Okay. Now, Russ, I heard this happened to you at the fair once.
Yeah. No, this happened at a gym to me once when I was riding the elliptical. I just had to leave. I had to like wipe some sweat off of my head. I was alone and it was midnight.
What a cool move.
She's better than Judy Hopps, though. Should we talk about that? Did Zootopia come out this year?
It did. But that's not a monster girl, so no.
No, I'm saying that she's better than Judy Hopps.
I mean, yeah. But she's a monster girl and Judy Hopps is not.
Oh, hey, it's Shrek. Shrek. I feel like we had inside jokes we used to go back to a lot in the former Every Week cast of Monster Girls. And our hardcore fans of that will be upset we're not using them all. So, nice.
Okay.
What is going
on? Okay, now that's good. The Minion.
The Minion's back. Yes, that was one. Director Smith
is here. I think the Minion's
here.
Good.
You think the Minions are good, even in 2016?
I think the Minions are due for a comeback
in
2017.
Did we? Oh my god, we're here already, baby.
Is it hell or is it heaven?
That's the bucket. Oh boy, hey, Hope
Suck. Even...
Remember buckets?
They just tied up a bucket.
Oh boy.
Okay. Okay.
That's good.
Yeah. That happens to me
Falling
all the time,
apart,
too.
yeah. Alan can barely make it down a hallway without falling into pieces. Alan, I think, Alan, you might be a monster boy by the way we describe you.
That's true.
Because you
Oh,
are.
hey. Oh, wow. This is very good.
This is pretty good so far. I'm
I
enjoying this.
mean,
This is quality programming. Maybe not the best commentary, but Dick Serpent.
Dick Serpent, Dick Serpent.
Richard Serpent, that's the name of my that was the name of my spec script in my 1980s cop action film.
Oh, wow, okay. Hell
Okay,
yeah.
Alan, when do you think season 2 is coming?
Next year.
Do you think America's ready for season 2?
Hold up.
Maybe we should hold them. Whoa!
Yeah, right?
Whoa! OVAs, baby. We are
OVAs, they're
free.
good.
OV didn't the original show eventually get a
It did on the Blu-ray, yeah.
Oh God, I can't.
This is like whenever you put on your jeans.
Yeah. Shut up, you motherfucker. This is the classic "Would a dog wear a pair of pants like this or not" meme.
It's exactly like that, actually.
Oh, her horse pelvis is creeping me out. Oh, is this where they confirm the horse pussy thing?
That's where they confirm it.
Oh boy. Wait, is that her contact?
Looks like a condom.
My God, or a water balloon. Hey, Alan, maybe I'm not a gross pervert like you. Oh my God. Whoa, hey, Shrek, chill out.
Shrek was too loud.
It's Shrek. You're an all-star, get your game on, go play, but all that shining's a star and all that, but you need to calm down for a hot minute. Shrek! Wow. What? Excuse me?
Oh, worming. Okay, worming.
We're going back to 2013, baby. I feel like worming was a thing back then. I don't know.
It's like this is like Jojolion.
This is. Is anybody going to melt and turn into a puddle of water and come out of a sewer later? What? Excuse me?
Oh, this horny man.
Pardon me? Oh my God.
Yeah,
This
okay.
is 10,000 miles per hour. What? Excuse
Okay.
me? We're getting too riled up, Alan. Let's take a quick dip in the pool. Let's chill out, is what I'm
This
trying
is
to say.
good.
This is good. Oh my God, this is so fucking stupid. It's so good.
What kind of pool has eyewash stations?
You'd have to use a water fountain at our shitty public swimming pool. Would you go to the public swimming pool more if Monster Girls went there?
Yeah, obviously. That's all.
Yeah.
That's the only place I would be.
Mrs. Smith, okay. The return of this music, very good. What was that?
That's the cum bubble.
That's the cum bubble. Is that the name of your new novel, Ellen? Pop
It's
there
the name of my
pops.
new band.
Beat out that Simpsons reference you were going to use originally. What do you think of
Simpsons,
this klezmer track? We're really picking at the seams. There's not a lot to go on here. They're just making quality. It's like a quality product. It's like Back to the Future 2. Not really a lot to comment on. It's just good stuff.
I mean, it's true.
Save.
I mean, yeah, yes.
Get it? It's because she can change her skin whenever she wants to.
This is kind of the Galco Chan problem.
Yeah, if you think about it, hey, Monster Musume x Galco Chan, make it happen. You know what I'm saying? It's just monster girls talking about their periods, if they do have periods. Alan! I don't...
Oh, this is me.
Nice. Wait, you like to bounce around in spider webs?
No, the beer thing.
Oh.
Mr. Smith.
Oh, using the Oculus Rift, huh?
Fucking Palmer Lucky, fucking Trump supporter.
God damn it. Who do you think the Monster Girls would have voted for in the election? Let's just say
her.
It both at the same time. 3, 2, 1, Gary Johnson.
Evan McMullen.
Oh.
Okay.
Small government.
Monster Girls might be Mormon, so they probably voted for Evan McMullen.
Wait, really? Why would you say that? I guess Utah is a desolate place where monsters could come from.
I think maybe Kolob might be planted in Monster Girls. Is this how horses really swim?
Yeah, they have to. That's how they swim. You ever play the Oregon Trail game?
No, I didn't. Yeah, I mean, I did, but I never. You don't see horses swimming.
Uh-huh. Alan was all too busy killing himself playing that game.
Basically.
Satisfying his death kink.
Oh, wow. Look at this animation.
Oh. Wait. Did Hayao Miyazaki animate this?
It's beautiful.
This looks like Totoro is going to come out any minute. I don't know why I went to Miyazaki immediately, but... Well, here we are now. Mia, too cute.
Ah, the best. Good.
Yeah. Alan, feelings on eels, unagi in general?
I think they're good.
You're into it?
I like eels.
What do you feel about the band The Eels? Now that we're in a big Shrek mode, I feel like it's the season of giving and the season of joy, and nothing makes me think more about that than Shrek, who kind of is the original monster boy.
I just like eel sushi rolls.
They're sleeping. Is anybody ever...
Don't you hate it when people fall asleep on your ass?
Yeah, I was just about to ask, Alan, what happens when somebody falls asleep on your ass? That's never happened to me. Now, I've fallen asleep on my own ass before. Was not comfortable. Almost threw my back out.
It does happen. I've seen you do that before.
Wow.
She has who gave her a gun?
I think every monster girl should be given a gun. But you know me.
I think so too. Yes.
I did. I know this.
I mean, I believed in her.
I've read the monster manual before.
This is it. This is they added this in Volo's Guide to Monsters.
Volo was such a horny fuck. What do you think how would Volo feel about Monster Musume?
He'd love it.
He'd be into it, right? Oh my god. I forgot about this chapter. Alan, do you think they're going to have the milking chapter in the OVA at the next season? Which is going to happen.
I hope so, I guess. Because at least we'll get another OVA.
Monster Musume Blu-ray win.
Wow, this is basically like Keijo.
Yeah, basically, if you think about it.
It's like Naruto, but with water sports.
Ellen, have you ever gone so cold you stopped moving?
No, but I'm not a snake, so...
Oh, okay. Have you ever been betrayed? Because that's what happened to me, baby. Ice cold. Is that vomit? Well, that looks like how I swim. So I this looks pretty good.
With you just your butt up in the air, drifting. But when you see some abs,
no, he's fucking ripped.
Yeah, well, I mean, he has to like lift monster girls all the time.
That's true. Yeah, come on, guys. Wow, there was a lesson to be learned from this episode.
Hey, guys, maybe fitness isn't a competition.
Hey, maybe we're all trying to get more fit. In the end, it's about having fun and being with your friends.
Okay.
Sarah's fucking ripped. Did you notice that? She lifted two 400-pound monsters. What do you feel about Mia's jacket? Very Bruce Springsteen.
It's pretty good. I like it a lot.
Very blue collar.
She's the boss in a lot of ways.
She'll be dancing in the dark if you think about it. Something I never asked during... Maybe, I don't know. See, my memories aren't... I had a monster girl question. Monster boy.
Monster kids.
I just assumed those were kids wearing animal.
I hope they were just animals. Furries.
Yeah, fucking furries. Just getting out of Zootopia. Alan, I had a question.
Okay.
What was the question I was going to ask again? Snakes are known for being able to smell with their tongue.
Yes.
What if Mia ate ass?
I mean, Russ, you know your nose is right next to your tongue, so like it wouldn't be that much different than you.
I get. Well, I wouldn't know. But like, could she eat ass from a distance, I guess, maybe is what? I don't know.
Russ.
I'm trying to raise some questions here, but they're not coming out.
Oh,
right.
Here we go. Why is she holding two big eggs?
You are constantly carrying around two big-ass eggs?
Is this a... Oh, here we go.
Whoa, new mix.
No, it's not.
Maybe they're just starting with the intro, I don't remember. I don't remember that guitar being there.
Oh, that guitar has always been there.
Really, no. Just like the FedEx arrow?
Oh, yeah, basically.
Are you calling me a Monster Musume fool?
Yes.
That you should be king of the monsters?
Would you be okay with them if they didn't make a season 2, but they gave Mon a spinoff?
Yeah.
I think anything's better than nothing.
Mm-hmm. I hope they uncover a deep conspiracy about the police state. Did we ever see Shrek's Hulkbuster armor there?
I think maybe once, yeah. The one with the evil pigmen.
Yes, yeah, yes. So, did we ever have a way to close off the episode commentaries? Like, God, I'm such a fucking idiot. Did we learn any lessons, Alan? Did you learn a lesson?
I think we learned that fitness isn't a contest. And also, you should make sure that your pools aren't chlorinated.
Yes, yeah. Chlorinated pools, they gunks up your eyes.
First of all, they're putting chemicals in the water to make the frogs gay.
A life hack, I can't say it's a life lesson, but a life hack I got out of the show. Have somebody lick your eyeball if you get something stuck in it.
Werecat, werefox, wererabbit. Whoa, werewolf. Okay. You see all that?
Wow.
That was wild.
Are they full-blown werewolves?
I mean, they kind of look like the kobolds, which is very weird. Also, how do you feel about kobolds in Monster Musume being dog people as opposed to the little shitty lizard men from Dungeons & Dragons?
I don't feel great about it. I feel weird whenever anime... The two things that weird me out the most is that kobolds not being little monster men. I get weirded out when orcs are depicted as weird pig people.
Yeah, because they're not.
No, they are. Like Ganon?
Yeah, what's up with that? Well, Ganon's not normally a pig person, but he turns into a pig.
Mm-hmm, yes. Well, no, he at first was a pig man.
What?
In Legend of Zelda 1, he was always a pig.
That's fucked.
You didn't know that?
No, I thought he was just like a dude with orange hair.
Well, Alan, you can't really tell pig people apart from normal people because you don't see.
I thought he was. I just thought he was a cop.
If you think about it, The Legend of Zelda is pretty subversive.
I mean, it's kind of like it's basically just like some. It's basically that.
Yeah.
He got the Triforce of Wokeness.
Oh my god.
And
Link did, or Zelda. Yeah.
Oh, Link? I thought you said LinkedIn.
Oh my god. Have we made that joke before?
No, but we should have.
Oh boy.
Questions, Russ. We have questions.
Ooh, big, horny questions from our horny fan base. Who just want to know what's going on with these monster girls. Are they doing all right? Are they in flip-flappers? No.
No. There is a furry rabbit man in flip-flappers.
Bad.
Listen, made flip-floppers
worse in my eye. Ugh, disgusting.
Sully asked, which monster girl is most likely to have a human vag? I feel like they might not be aware of our long-standing argument about this.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we can say one thing.
Okay, let's both say it at the same time. 3, 2, 1. Mia has a vag.
I mean, hold on. Human Dullahan. Vag. Dullahan.
Oh, yeah, Dullahan. Naturally. No, of course. Sorry. I thought we were both going to... bring back an old goof. More like an old scar. I can't even really say it's a goof because it fills me with...
No, Mia has a cloaca.
No, vagina. But yeah.
No, cloaca.
Maybe Sully just hasn't made it that far into the series.
Possibly, but I mean, like, obviously...
Not to doubt
them. But I mean, like, Dullahan's obviously yes. The Cyclops, yes. The Ogre, yes. The zombie is just a dead person, so
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Doppel, I guess, can have whatever, but, like, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Those are ones that they're guaranteed. Do you know what I mean?
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
The Alan seal of approval. Yes.
100% human genitalia guarantee. That is what I promise.
If you're some weirdo with a fetish, like a human vagina, like, I know you're a bit of a dirty bird, but trust me. Your offbeat tastes will be satisfied by the monster girls.
Yeah, so Russ, you are admitting that in projecting a human vagina on Mia, you are a dirty bird.
Well, it's adjacent, because I am very much a dirty bird.
I mean, that's true.
I am a sick little boy. I am a bad man.
You are a sick puppy.
I much like Vegeta's shirt, I am bad man. Anyway.
Okay. Danny, at Nanami's Egg, asked, does the trainer girl really count as a monster girl, or is she just an anthro furry?
No, not monster girl. She'd live in the house.
What?
She'd live in house. She's half monster girl.
She'd live in house.
She'd live in my house. She's a monster girl. She'd live in the house with the other girls if she was a monster, real monster girl. She'd be part of.
I mean, there's plenty of monster girls that don't live in the house with them.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Like
on the farm.
She doesn't count. It doesn't. Not real.
I think she counts. I think you should stop. You should be amplifying Monster Girl voices and not shouting them down.
I'm a bit of a gatekeeper.
I'm an ally.
I'm a gatekeeper.
I'm actually a wolf.
I hang out at a lot of gates, so I think I'd be an expert on this.
I think she is a monster girl. I think it counts.
Well, we'll just have to
hold on. What do you think about? How do you think furries in this universe handled the sort of reveal of monster girls?
Anger.
Do you think they were like, we were doing this? You're appropriating our culture, monster girls. Stop appropriating. Appropriating furry culture.
They got so fucking mad. They all went to Zootopia, and whenever they saw Monster Girl come in, they'd walk out of the theater.
Ugh.
Just so mad. Same. They also didn't go to Rogue One, but they cast a human instead of a furry.
They were happy about is Chewbacca in that one?
No, it's the first Star Wars movie without Chewbacca, if you think about it.
So I guess that's why they didn't go see it.
Even the first and the second one, where he was in the background.
They love Jar Jar, because he's basically a scaly.
I guess Gungans are kind of furry. They're kind of like weird frog people.
They are frog people, and they're also racist.
And that's offensive.
Natalie asked, did you ever feel weird getting snakes as pets after wanting to fuck your snake wife pillow?
No.
No.
Don't even answer this question.
No, I'm not even going to dignify that with a response, even though I said no. Aya asked, which of the monster girls are most likely to be dirtbag leftists? Now, this is a tough one. Let's just go one by one and just... Let's just go through all the monster girls and say what their political affiliations are. Let's first of all, Mia. What do you think her political affiliation is?
Mia, I feel like she wouldn't really comment on. I don't think Mia would be that into politics. Maybe?
No.
I don't know.
I think Mia has a strong sense of justice.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she's woke, but in terms of economics and sort of, I guess, social science and political theory, I think Mia's like, that's above my head, but I know what's right.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I think she might be like, she might have been like a Bernie bro.
She was probably there for Bernie,
but then she probably wound up voting for Hillary begrudgingly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But not too begrudgingly, because she's like, I don't know anything about Aleppo.
Centauria, hardcore communist. Or do you think
she was like, no, I think she's like, because she's all about feudal. Shit,
that's true.
I thought she was like Dark Enlightenment.
Oh man, you're right.
I think she wants to like bring back feudalism.
You know, I was thinking at first that hippie vegan stuff, you only eat vegetables when she should be eating meat. It's like me, a red-blooded male American, just a Japanese monster girl.
She's not from Japan.
No. I don't know.
She's not. She moved. None of the monster girls were. They came from out of the country, remember?
I don't know. They could have come from
anywhere. The first episode where she's introduced, she's like, oh, I read about Japan or something like that.
Yeah, like samurai. Okay, sorry.
She does like samurai, but she also has a weird like European knight thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I think conservative. Maybe libertarian.
Libertarian. I was going to say Mero would probably be more libertarian.
I could see that because she's rich. Yeah.
She's rich and she feels like, I feel like the system works out itself, you know?
She's probably like a Peter Thiel type. Like, she might be like socially liberal, but fiscally conservative.
Mm-hmm.
The problems are bad, but the causes are very good.
Or maybe Mara. Truly a 13th century, medieval, like,
you think she's Dark
classist.
Enlightenment too?
Yeah, maybe they all are. Who's to say?
Hold on. Okay, hold on. Now, Poppy voted for Jill Stein.
Yeah, Poppy's into crystals.
Poppy loves crystals.
Poppy
she
loves
hates
crystal.
Wi-Fi. Poppy loves crystal.
Poppy loves crystal. Put that on a t-shirt.
Okay, Sue?
Sue. Scumbag left. Depends.
Really?
If she drank a lot of Mountain Dew, she'd be alt-right.
I think it depends on what kind of liquid or minerals are in Pop or in Sue at any given moment.
A lot of La Croix Pamplemousse, scumbag left.
Yeah. Now,
Pepsi Cola?
So we got...
What do you think about Pepsi Cola? Pepsi Max.
Pepsi Max, that's left.
That's Laugh Baby.
Coke Zero, that's right.
And, oh my god.
Let's see. Okay, let's see. So we've got Sue. What about Racknera?
Racknera. Racknera.
Communist. Full communist.
Full commie. Tanky.
Full tanky. Full tanky.
I don't know. I'm assuming the BDSM community has a lot to do with tankies.
Yeah, I think so too. Generally speaking, all the leftists.
She believes there should be a redistribution of wealth, i.e., pay pigs into.
Definitely, dumps. I think Racknera is very give your money to women.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty straightforward. Let's see. So what about Lala or whatever, the Dullahan?
The Dullahan.
Yeah.
Obsessed with death.
What's the most choony political? Oh, anarcho-capitalist. That's the most choony political ideology.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
If you wear an eye patch and scream unintelligible phrases, you will summon a financial system that works.
Eventually.
Affordable healthcare.
Yeah, I have the most powerful financial system in the world is sealed within my left hand.
Yes. I have a dragon within my blood, and that's for the reason why I don't need health insurance. You don't either.
Yes. And this is why I shouldn't have to pay taxes anymore. Now, what do you want to cover the Mon members too?
I'm gonna say, wouldn't they have to be apolitical because of their jobs?
Probably. I think they might be. Yeah. Now, what if they all work for Trump now?
Oh my God, they're all guarding Trump Tower.
Oh man.
What if they made here's my idea for the Mon. We were talking about the Mon Squad show. The Shield, but with Monster Girls.
Now, where's but Michael Chiklis is also still there.
Michael Chiklis is the Thing, though. He's in his Thing costume.
Oh, I mean, yeah. He's the Monster Man.
Oh, man.
What about The Wire, but with Monster Girls? Everybody still has unintelligible
Baltimore accents.
That's already
kind of Monster Musume, if you think about it, though.
I mean, it is basically The Wire. I like that episode where Mia is just slithering down an alleyway whistling Farmer in the Dell.
Yeah. When Poppy stole the money from those drug dealers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that time when some kid walked into a gas station and just shot Mrs. Smith?
Whoa.
That was spoilers for The Wire.
Yeah, spoilers for this episode. I thought you were watching it with us.
Yeah. Boy.
Fucked up, but
let's
true.
See, do I have any more questions here? Zerglinator asked, why?
It's good.
I mean, it's good.
Because it's good now.
Because it's... Hey, now?
There's never been a better time to watch Monster Girls.
Mia is undeniably sexy. That's what Jeff Gerstmann told me.
They nominated Mia Monster of the Year 2015.
I thought it was Haybot.
Oh.
Handybot. No, Haybot's the anime. Handybot's the Rec Room guy.
Alan, should we discuss... any Monster Girl news? Are we going to cover any other Monster Girl material?
There's some talk about whether or not we're going to watch this Dragon Maid show.
I'm a fan of the manga. Like, not a huge fan, but I...
Russ, I gotta ask you, is there any other Monster Girls besides dragons?
No.
See, that's... I can't abide by that, then.
It's not... Hey, listen, I'm not screaming about it. I'm not, you know... When Monster Musume came out, I screamed at you. And I said, Alan, you gotta watch this. And you said,
you did
no.
Scream at me on the phone for like 5 hours straight.
Instead of kiss me through the phone, it was scream to me through the phone. But except the opposite. Because Alan didn't want that. Because it was very late in the evening.
It was very late in the evening. And you're not Soldier Boy.
And yeah, if I was, maybe. You might concede.
I mean, I let Soldier Boy scream at me through the phone. It's cool. I want to hear him scream at me about Braid.
Yeah. this little ugly ass motherfucker.
Fake Mario.
Yeah, a little fake Mario.
God damn it.
Do you think that's what the witness was? Do you think Soldier Boy was the witness?
What if that's the reveal as the camera just turns around
you Soldier Boy the whole time? Soldier Boy's the witness.
Yeah.
You finally have to,
at the end, you finally have to crank that. And you really turn one of the puzzles sideways.
Oh my god. Then he kisses you through the game. Very meta. Much like Monster Musume is meta because they keep knowing exactly what I want.
And basically, but you know what we want more than anything else? Season 2, baby. Make
season
it happen.
Season 2. Drop it now, baby.
Mwah. Yeah, give me that season 2. Russ, do you want to talk about anything about the manga? It's updated a few times.
The manga has been huge. Let's just say if you're waiting for season 2 and haven't read the manga, well, get ready for because it's going to be a wild ride, and it's going to be a Mom Mentis season.
Oh, yeah.
Mom Mentis.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's to say, they're going to really milk every opportunity.
You're going to be getting the mother load of content.
Oh, I was referencing that other chapter, but the chapters you're talking about are also good.
Yes, yes.
Arguably much better. Not even arguably.
Let's just say they take the first season to the pasture, if you know what I mean.
There's a wasp at one point.
Yes. Let's just say there is a con in these latest chapters, but it ain't a con because it's legit. Hmm. Tasty. Well, this has been Every Week Cast with Monster Girls. Yeah. Did I have a sign-off? What was my sign-off again?
Every week's a delight when it's with Monster Girls.
I think that was it. Piss Goblin on Twitter?
At Action Allen on Twitter.
And Every Week's a Delight.
Every Week's a Delight with Monster Girls.
His love in fire, looking for his motherland in their galaxy. In the name of goodness, seeking for truth and love, call his name. When in danger, keep there to save you. Here's a man born to rescue space from an evil animals. He can see thousands miles away. He got super psychic power.